What it do on Deck TV podcast, brand new episode, the Houston Mount Rushmore. We're going to give y'all our thoughts on that, continuing the series. Also, we appreciate that 50th comment. We got everything that we need for that. Let's push towards the 75. We're going to keep pushing towards that. And RealVilleMedia.com. We appreciate y'all going checking out all the podcasts, Fresh for Dummies, and everything that has to do with the RealVille Media Group.
Absolutely, man. RealVilleMedia.com. Of course, it's your man Animal Brown checking in. Go check out that Fresh for Dummies if you're into the fashion. We talking all, off-white, everything. Also, if you're into sports, FSP, they got their college football preview show up right now, too. And last but not least, the ladies' room. Check out what the ladies are talking about, man, when nobody else is around. Are you getting enough sex? That is the topic of discussion. Check that out and keep your eyes open for new episodes weekly and monthly, all right? But in the meantime, let's get to this Houston Mount Rushmore, please. Yes, sir. What it do, what the business is.
Another week in the books with the On Deck TV podcast. I am Spike Lou.
Man, holla at your boy Animal Brown. Animal_Brown if you're looking for me on social media.
They ain't looking for you with the underscores.
Everywhere with that. I might add another one in it if I feel like it. Two underscores shouting, man.
Nobody going to find you then.
I'm thinking about it, seriously.
You're followers right now. You're going to be hurting even more so if you add another underscore. What you have up for the holiday weekend, bro?
Yeah, shout out to this extended holiday weekend. My fantasy football season kicked off my one of two leagues. Did the live draft. I got busy. They can go ahead and give me the crown now.
Who was your first pick?
Melvin Gordon. A 1,600 yards rushing, 12 touchdowns, I'm calling it.
Congratulations on whoever taking your money in that league. Y'all did that.
What you have on deck for the weekend?
Shout out my guy, Polar Mike, man. It was his birthday. We went out, had fun. Alabama, Florida State, enjoyed that little game and did our thing as far as a holiday weekend, man. So shout out him, man. Happy birthday, Polar Mike.
Happy birthday, Polar, man. I see you, big dog. All right, man, look. Big boy episode coming up. Hurricane Harvey is shaking Houston right now. So we felt it was right, man. Let's share some positivity on the area, man. Give it a hip-hop spin. Exactly. We are going to do another edition of the Rap Mount Rushmore, this time Houston edition.
Right.
And surrounding areas. Let's not get technical with some of these artists. We know they're not specifically from Houston, but you get the point.
Yeah, let's put some smiley faces down there in the Houston area. Everybody's talking about all the bad things that happened and the flood and Harvey and all of this stuff. So we wanted to shed some light on the people that are doing positive things and the people that got a lot of good stuff going on down there in the Houston area.
Absolutely, man. And that takes us to our first topic, man. The rappers, hip-hop has stepped up. In the wake of Hurricane Harvey, man, a lot of people are donating bread, donating time, donating their effort. And we, just to name a few, did any one in particular or anybody's gesture stand out to you specifically?
Lil B giving out free verses stood out to me.
I see Lil B.
And the reason being, I don't understand why anybody that's struggling through a flood would want a Lil B verse. Like,
it's going to brighten your day, bro.
How? How's it brightening my day?
It's the bass god.
Now, one thing that I will say, I listened to the Black Ken album over the weekend, and it wasn't that bad.
So then you just killed your own point.
I ain't killed my own point. What I am saying is that the Black Ken album was not that bad, but if I'm a Houston artist, a little B verse, that ain't got nothing to do with what I got going on. I don't need that.
That's going to brighten your day up.
Nah, hit me with that a year from now. Hit me with the free Lil B verse once we got everything established and I done bounced back from this flood. I don't need you giving me this here right now and thinking that's going to help me because it ain't.
Yeah, and he's not the only one giving away free verses. Bun B pledged to do the same thing. So I thought that was a very interesting way. But it was, I guess it was a more creative way than necessarily donating money, which a lot of people are doing. Shout out to Drake. He donated 200 stacks to J.J. Watt Fund. J.J. Watt been stacking
17 million today,
and he pulling up with the big dog truck too, with the water and the clothes, and
I ain't mad at JJ Watt.
Also, Trader Truth was out there getting busy. He had to get rescued, and then he flipped the script, got a boat, and started rescuing other people.
Facts.
Thought that was interesting as fuck. He was out there with the poncho and it.
Yeah, Trader Truth was like, if it wasn't for somebody coming to rescue me, then I wouldn't be able to do this. I fuck with Trader Truth. He is a Houston legend.
Yeah.
He ain't really big outside of the Houston area, but what he does for like Houston and all of the things that got to do with Trader Truth, like, I fuck with him.
Yeah, he got trade day in Houston, and I see why. He's a major tough deal. But he, when you boost to the ground, you may not have 300 bands or 2 million. Okay, cool. You're making a difference. You hands-on, touching people that are there, helping people out of their cribs. Nigga, that, listen, I didn't realize how hard Hurricane Harvey was hitting until not too long ago. I was like, wait a minute, nigga, this real.
Yeah.
Nigga, this is like Katrina shit. Like, this is crazy. Homes underwater. I did see a report that allegedly some of UGK files was gone, was destroyed. Apparently
some music we ain't heard, or
I'm thinking this is old music we ain't heard. Like whatever they had left over from Pimp C sessions or old UGK sessions that they maybe were working on putting a project out. Apparently, according to Bun B's wife, those files have been destroyed. They ain't using the cloud. Y'all ain't got access to. Y'all ain't got Dropbox.
I don't think, like you said, according to who, to Pimp C wife,
Bumby wife,
your Bumby wife or whatever it may be. Not knocking her, saying that she don't know what's going on, but I'm sure it's on the cloud.
I like hope you so. Said.
And I ain't necessarily sure that I'm waiting on that, or I'm holding my breath, or
that was a big loss.
Yeah, yeah, I don't care.
Yeah,
it wasn't a big loss.
I heard the last Pimp C album. I heard the verse on Drake Views.
Exactly. That's my point. Exactly. That's my point.
We may not be missing out on too much. I think that we've heard the best of them.
I'm good.
You could argue that. One thing I did see with interest in, though, Master P took the TMZ or took the IG, and he was disagreeing with how Kevin Hart was encouraging celebrities to donate money. He said it shouldn't be done. It shouldn't be publicized like that with the donations and challenging people to donate hundreds of thousands of because then it takes away from the genuineness of it. And people need to be donating from their heart as opposed to trying to match what the next celebrity is doing.
And I can't say that I agree with that, because as Master P, if you look up his net worth right now, and I don't know if it's true, I don't know if it's right or wrong, but $300 million, that's what he had.
Yep, give or take.
Don't come and tell me that what Kevin Hart is doing is wrong because he's proposing a price and you don't want to meet that price. I don't care nothing about that, dude. You rich.
Right.
And if you rich and you supposed to be this person in which that we looking to provide help when things like this come up, then don't get mad at Kevin Hart because he put a price tag out there that you ain't willing to hit.
Right, right, right.
I don't think the masterpiece of himself spoke. Like, don't come and tell me that what Kevin Hart is doing is wrong, because all Kevin Hart did is like, if you willing to give this money up, then give it up.
If not,
I ain't talking to you people who like Master P are saying, I don't want to do this and do that. Like, I ain't talking to you then.
Right, right,
just be
right.
Be quiet.
But then maybe, okay, it comes to a point though. Are you doing it publicly just to show that you flexing? Mm-hmm. At what part does it turn into a flex as opposed to you doing something to actually help somebody?
If I am even doing it to flex, I'm still doing it to help though.
It's like, still helping at the end of
right.
the day.
So at the end of the day, if I'm doing it just to flex or whatever it may be, if I'm Kevin Hart, you as Master P going against me, all you doing is hating. You ain't putting no money on it. Nah, you ain't putting no money on the table. You ain't trying to correct the problem. You ain't say, even though I don't agree with it, I put up $50,000. All you saying is, I don't like this. But I don't care if you don't like it. I ain't got nothing to do with it. If you don't like it, all I got to do with is these people that need to get their houses and everything that has to do with the storm and Hurricane Harvey back together. I don't care how you feel about the people that are proposing this thing that's going on as far as money that's given towards what's going on.
I'm not mad if he thinks that there's some shady shit going on and that people are doing it more for the show and not the actual, you know, art of giving it. Then I'm with P on that. Call these motherfuckers out there. Yeah. Like, if you know they faking it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not mad at that. P do shit year round. He don't wait for hurricanes to hit.
All right.
P in the hood with backpacks and shit, nigga, with nobody looking. Places Kevin Hart don't go.
And that's cool. But what it looks like is, if I'm doing this shit year round, I ain't getting the recognition that Kevin Hart gets when he step up, when it's a big controversy.
So
yeah, exactly. So I'm slick hating. I'm like,
it look like he hating.
Exactly. It ain't like you ain't doing what you're supposed to do. It's more so like, I do this shit every day, and ain't nobody giving me this recognition. So why they giving you this recognition?
Yeah, I got you. It can come. I don't think he meant it like it, but it can come off like that if you're not. That makes sense, right, though.
And I ain't saying that P hating or nothing like that. Like we say on all the time on the podcast, Uncle P raised us and everything. As far as what he put out his music, I appreciate that. But what I will say, he need to start evaluating the statements and everything that he put out, because it seems like he's coming off as a hater. Yeah. And I know that ain't what he's doing, but it just seemed that way.
It could be interpreted
for the new generation. Exactly.
It could be interpreted that way. That's interesting, though. Okay, moving on. Lonzo Ball. That's your man's too.
Let's go, baby. Let's ball. Let's ball, baby.
He and, of course, his family debuted their reality show, Ball and the Family, on Facebook. The 19-year-old Laker rookie made a controversial statement about Nas that rubbed people the wrong way. He said, and I quote, "Nobody listens to Nas anymore. Shout out to Future and Migos. That's real hip hop." End quote. Are people overreacting to Lonzo's statement?
Of course, man. But what I will say is this is the road and this is the lane that his dad has put out there for him. Yeah, people are going to overreact to everything that he says because his dad has made him that type of person, that type of star, that type of immediate reaction. Well, we got to put this on TMZ. We got to put this on Entertainment Tonight just because it's the Ball family.
Right.
I ain't necessarily saying that he's right or that he's wrong. I get where he's saying that as a 19-year-old basketball player from the new generation X or generation
from the West Coast too.
West Coast, exactly. Nas is dope. Nas is fire. But if there was a 19 or 20-year-old person who said, "I fuck with hip-hop strongly, and if I rule the world doesn't register to me like Bad and Bougie," I get that.
Yeah, I get it too.
I ain't mad at you for saying that. At least you keeping it real.
I get it too. I get it. I get half of his statement. I'm going to tell you where I was with
him. What's the half that you don't get?
First of all, he said nobody listens to Nas anymore. Now, like you said, he's 19. I'm assuming all of his friends are in the same age group. So from his point of view, nobody listens to Nas anymore.
That's a fact.
That's a fact. I can understand his vantage point.
I told the story on here where the kids at the barbershop laughed at me when I asked them if they listen to Jeezy.
Right.
We ain't even talking about Nas. We talking about Jeezy.
Right.
And they was like, "What? He washed."
That's again, West Coast 19-year-olds, you're shocked that he thinks that nobody listens to Nas anymore. Mm-hmm. Where he lost me was when he said, "Shout out to Future and Migos. That's real hip hop." When you're saying that's real hip hop, you're insinuating that Nas isn't real hip hop.
Don't do that.
That's where he lost me.
No,
that's where he lost the culture. That's why Lil B is on his ass about putting that curse on him this year. Because you insulted the culture when you said that.
Shout out to that Black Ken tape. Like I said, that's a lot better.
You said that twice
already. Yeah, that's a lot better than a lot of shit. I have to keep reiterating that. With that being said, Lil B ain't the person. He's not a gate holder for hip hop. You're not the person we're going to be like, "Okay, is this cool to say? If not, I'm going to curse you." Like, shut up, sit down, dude. we don't care. Your curses mean nothing to us. And I think either if Lonzo Ball come out and be like averaging a triple-double, or he come out and average like below what he should do as a basketball player, as a rookie, whatever it may be, it ain't got nothing to do with Lil B. What it do got to do with is he's a 19-year-old, he listen to hip-hop, and he don't take all of the stuff into consideration that we take into consideration being older than him.
He can't call it, not say it's not real hip hop though. You can't say that.
I mean,
that's what he said. That's how you interpret sentences at 19,
he can't say that?
No.
Why?
He needs to be
because Nas 40 years old.
He needs to be informed.
Nas 40 years old.
Nigga, KRS-One 60 to me, nigga. I'm not going to say he's not real hip hop. That's stupid, dude.
But that's an ignorant, uninformed statement.
No, exactly.
Does KRS-One register to you at all?
That's not what saying it's not real hip hop means. That's two different statements. Saying I don't listen to it and nobody listens to them anymore is one thing. Saying nigga Master P is real hip hop, I went, bro. All right,
so
that's
we
stupid.
In a generation of 140 characters. He ain't necessarily saying it ain't real hip hop. it ain't real hip hop because he don't respect the work that they put in. He don't respect what it has to do with today's times, 2017, 2018, the year coming up. It ain't got, like, KRS-One, Nas, those people ain't got nothing to do with what Lonzo Ball got going on when he got his beat headphones going out. He walking up to hoop.
Right.
Like, they ain't got nothing to do with it.
That's why I understand why he thinks nobody listens to them. I understand that part.
Not nobody. My generation.
That's what he
as
means.
As far as him.
That's how I interpret
we
it.
We listen
though.
To it. We know what it, we know it's banging, and the people that grew up with Nas know it's banging, but him, his generation, they don't listen to that.
That's why I understand why he said that.
Okay.
That's the context in which he meant that. But to say this is real hip hop, you're basically saying that ain't.
He misspoke. That's what 19-year-olds do.
He need to stop talking about rap shit, dude. Just leave it alone, bro.
You tying it in with his dad.
Because I saw him rapping. I even see him on stage trying to perform the damn ball anthem. Let him sit down, bro.
So do LeBron got to stop talking about hip-hop then?
No, LeBron know what's going on. LeBron wouldn't say this.
Do we?
LeBron wouldn't say this. LeBron is a student.
LeBron is older. LeBron is 30 years old. He 19.
He still wouldn't shit on a 50-year-old nigga. That's my point. He wouldn't shit on a nigga 15 years older than him. He wouldn't do it. Like, LeBron is a student of basketball. He's a student of the rap game. You can tell. Because he don't make dumbass statements like this. That's all. Now we know not to talk to Lonzo Ball about rap. That's all this told me. This is all I need to know. I would have walked in that barbershop with you. I'd have known not to talk to them niggas about rap. That's it. Because we're on two different playing fields.
But you coming from the perspective of an old head. I don't want to talk to this nigga about rap because you don't agree with me. If niggas like Playboi Carti, if niggas like XXXTentacion, if niggas like Lil Uzi Vert, if niggas
like
those.
Niggas too.
Yeah, that's cool. But if you want to compare them niggas to Outkast and Andre 3000 and niggas is like, oh, they just as cold, you not participating in that conversation. Right?
No, right, absolutely not.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, I get that. Lonzo just need to play ball, man. Shut up. Let your dad do all the talking. We used to him saying dumb shit.
Don't do him like it, though.
Just play ball,
he can talk about rap. That's the new generation. Just, we're not gonna listen. The culture. We just talked about this last week when we were talking about XXXTentacion and Lil Uzi. It's the culture now. It ain't necessarily got to do anything with rap, and it's got to do with everything that has to do with how far does rap reach.
Uzi would never say this shit.
It reaches to Lonzo Ball. So Lonzo Ball can comment on this.
Uzi would never say Nas ain't hip hop. Guarantee. I guarantee it.
Did you see that shoulder roll?
He would never say it.
That shoulder roll says Nas ain't hip hop. That's what that says.
Man, moving on, man. Love and hip hop. Miami. I know you can't wait for this to drop. The new preview is out. Shows cast members Trick
Shout
Daddy,
Gunplay.
Trina, Gunplay. Looks like they're all pretty involved. To what extent, I'm not sure. I know Trick Daddy's in there heavy, and I know Trina's in there heavy. Is reality TV still looked at as a graveyard for rappers?
I think with Cardi B having the success that she just had with the Bodak Yellow, it gives it another stigma. But I don't think people like Trick Daddy or Trina will be able to use this and say, hey, I was popping. Now I ain't as popping, but I'm in a spotlight on this show so I can use this in the catapult. It ain't going to happen.
I don't think
that it's going to happen at all. Cardi B had a very unique lane in which she was able to capitalize off of.
It's hard to compare Cardi B with Trick Daddy, though. Trick Daddy was successful rapping first.
Prior to.
Cardi B was successful being known on Love & Hip Hop. She wasn't successful rapping first. So this is more of a Trina, Trick Daddy, Gunplay falling into this as opposed to Cardi B launching off of it. So it's hard to compare those two or three. Gunplay, we know he not on MMG no more. Now he pops up on Love & Hip Hop. This is not a good look. Now, if he had his own show doing whatever the crazy shit he be doing in the swamps and all that, that's a whole, we looking at that in a whole nother light. Action Bronson stop making music and do food shows, we looking at that as a come up. If Action Bronson would have popped up on Love & Hip Hop New York, we'd have been like, what is this nigga doing?
Why is Action Bronson?
Why is he on here? I thought you still got music to make and shit. Your shit is still hot. Why are you doing this?
All right, so that's a fair assessment. But with that being said, Cardi B has a top five song.
For now, yes.
Yeah, for now.
She's hot today.
Okay, cool. Cool.
These niggas had careers,
yeah,
dude.
I'm not knocking that. But what I'm saying is Gunplay has the type of personality as to where he can capitalize off this. It ain't got to be Viceland. It ain't got to be Fuck That's Delicious, what Action Bronson does. All it has to do is show people, hey, this guy Gunplay has a personality. You don't think that he's able to capitalize off this as a show?
It's if he do, okay. He, like you said, him and Trick Daddy have personalities, honestly.
I don't know.
Trick Daddy funny.
He coming off as a hater, though.
He got to stop that shit.
The raw shit he hated on. Like, okay, so Gunplay is something totally different. Let's not lump them two in together, though.
Trick Daddy's entertaining, but okay. I understand what you're saying. Gunplay could hold his own. That's my point, though. He could hold his own, so why isn't he? Mm. Why is he in the cast with Pretty Ricky, dude? I don't understand.
How many people offering Gunplay a reality show?
That's him to go find, bro.
I mean,
you got to sell yourself.
Cool. Yeah, you might be right. Like, it might be the whole hunting, going to fish, or whatever it may be. That might be cool and Viceland or FX or whoever may pick it up, but that ain't what he got. What he got is the hip hop in Miami. I think that's good for him. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's good for Trick Daddy. I don't know if it's good for Trina.
What else are they gonna do?
I don't know.
Okay, then. I'm talking about gunplay.
I'm talking about Gunplay in the show. Like, Gunplay can make it interesting because I feel like he's funny or whatever it may be. I don't know why I would look at that and say, like, hey, Trick Daddy on here or hey, Trina on here. I don't care.
Yeah, me neither. All
right.
In other words, it's still a graveyard until somebody does this while they're still hot,
mm-hmm.
and then maintains their position.
Right.
This will always be looked at as a graveyard.
So is it the situation that we're looking for? Like, does it have to be a certain rap in a certain situation, or does it have to be a certain name? You know what I'm saying? Like, if the next love in hip hop is in wherever it may be, do we need that name or do we need the situation?
I don't know what you mean by situation.
All right, so like Gunplay ain't got no situation going on. Trina ain't got no situation going on. Trick Daddy ain't got no situation going on. But we know they are outstanding personalities.
Okay.
So with that being said, like, even with the personalities that they have, like, if they do Atlanta next, do we need somebody bigger than life, or do we just need the personalities? I think that this whole series is dead because they banking on the personalities, and nobody cares about Gunplay, nobody cares about Trina, nobody cares about Trick Daddy.
I mean, it depends. Like I said, somebody needs to do it while they're hot.
Who though?
That's it.
That's what I'm
saying.
I have no idea. I don't have a name for you. That's a great point. So that's my question. That's what I'm saying. Like, would Drake have to do this? Would Kendrick have to do this?
You
like,
just name goats, dude. I'm not talking about goats, though.
So who though? That's what I'm asking.
I don't have a name. First of all, I don't watch this shit.
Exactly.
Number one, let's be clear
about
that.
So who would make you watch it? That's the
question
that I'm asking.
Nobody would make me watch this shit.
If Kendrick did this shit, if Kendrick did Love & Hip Hop LA, you would watch
Kendrick
it.
Kendrick not interesting to me, dog.
I ain't saying.
He not interesting to me, bro.
I don't believe that.
Bro, kid, have you listened to his interviews? When last time he did an interview?
Okay.
When last time you gave a shit when you listened to the interview?
So who then? Is there anybody?
I just told you three times I don't know who would do this
shit.
That's not possible. And I wouldn't care.
You look at hip hop, you watch rap. Is there any, like, Cardi B wouldn't make you tune back in? Nobody from Detroit, nobody from Chicago. None of these people will make you watch
Love
& Hip
Hop. Hip hop is trash, bro.
Okay. Just because of the whole overall perception.
Yes, it's whack. Just everything. I've tried to watch that shit before. It's garbage. I don't give a shit who on there. P? J? I don't care. Bro, I don't care. The shit they talk about, I don't care about.
If Master P did Love & Hip Hop New Orleans, I think I would watch that.
I mean, I'd be so disappointed.
You 100% would watch it if Jay-Z was on there. I don't know why
you're
trying
to
say
so disappointed.
You try to slide Jay out there like you wouldn't watch that. You would watch that if Jay was on there.
Shout out to Jay, Made in America Festival. I watched that performance on my iPad. It was lit.
He shook it.
But there's no way on God's green earth he would do it. And two, I would watch it if he did do it. Trash.
I don't believe it. You'll watch a little Uzi Philadelphia.
I wouldn't watch any of that. I wouldn't watch it if I was on it. All right, before we hit this music break, man, DJ Khaled is already working on his next album. He's showing no signs of slowing up. Fresh off the Grateful LP that he dropped earlier this year, he says for his single, for his new album, he is trying to get Eminem featuring Adele. That's Eminem featuring Adele for his next single. DJ Khaled, would this be his biggest music accomplishment?
I don't know if it'd be his biggest music accomplishment, but I know it'll be one of the bigger records that he's ever had anything to do with. As far as music accomplishments, he's gotten label deals and he's been able to be an executive producer on several other albums, so I think that's a bigger impact. But if you got Adele and you got Eminem, that's major. I ain't saying I'm signing up to want to hear that, and that's in my wheelhouse, but I do respect what that is. Like, Adele, hello, Eminem, like, come on.
No, that's a big look. I think number one, his biggest musical accomplishment is dropping 10 albums, period. Who in the world would have thought when DJ Khaled's shit first dropped that we would still be talking about him 10 years later, 10 albums deep.
That's a great point.
One of the biggest personalities in music. Like, he's winning right now. Number two, this won't be his biggest song because All I Do Is Win will forever be his biggest song. Yeah. That will be played in stadiums, arenas across the country from now until the end of time, dude.
For the next 15 years, Super Bowl winners and NBA championship winners.
That's a timeless sports song, period.
That's a fact.
That's his biggest song. This right here, obviously, with these two big heavyweights, even though Eminem ain't got the same weight that he used to, Adele does. So that'll make up for his shit. It'll be a huge record. I don't know who else he could get.
Eminem and Adele together even adds to it, though.
Woo.
So even saying that Eminem don't got the same weight that he used to, if you pair him with Adele and then you pair them with DJ Khaled,
that's a force. How would the song sound, though?
I don't know, but I need Assad on the intro.
Assad got to do something on that
intro. He got to do the intro.
He got to talk it. He got to ad lib it at least.
Assad got to do the intro, bro. It has to happen.
Hey, dude. Now, that's wild. I don't think anything bigger than that. Maybe, like, would Eminem and Beyonce be bigger than that?
No, because that ain't sound than right, though.
Like, Eminem in 2017 don't sound right. Let's be honest.
With Adele and DJ Khaled? Like it.
No, that's whack, bro.
I don't know.
That's going to be whack, bro. You heard it here first. The song going to be trash.
Think about it, though. Adele is a beast.
Oh, yeah. I fuck with her.
Right. Though. So Eminem, we know if you bring it out of him, Khaled ain't going to let him half-step it in there anyway. I feel like that if Khaled got an Adele and Eminem song, that he going to make sure that Eminem come with it. Adele going to come with it anyway. And I think, I do feel like it'll be epic. It'll be major. I don't know if it's something that we would be looking for as hip-hop fans. What? I don't know if that's it. But I do feel like it would be major.
What rap hook has Adele been on?
Great point.
She doesn't do that type of music. Like, she does big, slow tempo.
But if I'm Khaled,
ballads.
I mean, how do Justin Bieber and Quavo and whatever it is? Like,
Justin Bieber got pop shit, though. He got up tempo shit.
He ain't got songs with Quavo and Chance the Rapper that I made.
That's easy. That's a layup. That's like having Chris Brown on the
This is too, though. This is a layup because you got Adele and you got Eminem.
You got names. That don't mean the record going to be hot.
True.
Or crossover.
I do have the names and I do have the track record, so I ain't really got to try that hard for the record to be that hot.
We'll see. This will be a huge. This will be a major deal. Though, that's if a you fact. Do it, I ain't gonna lie.
It will be.
That nigga resume.
It's
gonna be crazy.
Gonna break all kind of Spotify and streaming records. That's easy.
All right, man. Let's hit this music break. One time for Earth Gang.
Young Earth Gang, man, just signed to J. Cole's Dreamville Records.
Yeah, buddy, man. Right behind J.I.D. He was a member of that group, wasn't he? Or was he just cool with him?
They was cool. They linked up before J.I.D. had his deal going on. So, you know.
Yeah. So, first it was J.I.D. Now it's Earth Gang signed to Dreamville. They just dropped an EP. Let's hear what they sound like, man. If you're not familiar, this is called Red Light.
Bruh.
Check it out.
Red light. Green light, headlights, speed by, made by, design, child of the city. Oh, they knocking with me, oh, they rocking with me. No, they fucking with me, no, they fucking with me.
You know what? I done fucked up a couple dollars too, ain't had much, yeah. All I had was the hallelujah from grandmama, yeah. I was 10 years old. I was flipping through the mags. I ain't never looked back. Sneaking out to the store. Couldn't buy the side grab. Running out the pamper stash. Off the porch with just my ass. Kiss me, I'm teething. Mr. Bohemian. Missy, them taught me to sing the joy. When it get misty and through the storms. When I get tipsy and step on water. 17, I thought I would die. 19, I could do no wrong. 23, when I met me. Lot of work I had to do from home. Lot of naps, nigga, had to snap. Broke a couple combs and a couple phones. Couple rules and a couple chords. Guess they had to use a different tone. Cause who the kids gon' listen to? When they mama love it. When they daddy did a bit or two. Middle finger never get the mood. I'm a product of residual. Now I'm working out the mystical. Red light, green light.
Red light, green light. That was Earth Gang, Dreamville Records' newest signees. How you feel about that?
JID, Dreamville, Earth Gang, Dreamville. Man. I don't know, man. I feel like J. Cole got to spread it out, man. This is too much of the same lane. It's too much of the same thing.
Yeah, they sound like
J.I.D. Yeah, like it sound like J.I.D. It sound like J. Cole when he get in his bag and want to talk about the stuff that ain't mainstream. I need something else from Dreamville. I don't need this.
I checked this tape out, and it didn't really do nothing for me. Tape? It wasn't trash, but it just wasn't. I have no reason to run it back.
It remind me of Lil Brother. Yeah, I mean, it remind me of Lil Brother 2017. Yeah, or that, same thing.
Shout out to congrats on the deal. Don't get it twisted. Yeah. Make the best of that shit, but
shake that. But I just feel like we need a little bit more. I need a little bit more variety over there at Dreamville.
I agree. All right, man, we back. Rap Mount Rushmore time, people.
It's the On Deck TV podcast, man. We did the Mount Rushmore series several times before.
Yeah.
So here we're doing Houston. We want to shed some light and bring some positivity to the Houston area with the Harvey stuff that's going on. We want to celebrate all the good stuff as far as what hip-hop brought to them.
Absolutely. So you know how we get down. You know the stipulations. First and foremost, obviously, that it's not limited to Houston. We wanted to say the Texas, but, I mean, you get the point. Some of these people are not specifically born and raised in Houston, Texas, but you know that's what they represent when they on the mic. So let's get that out the way. Also, if you've heard our show before, you know we're not only speaking about rappers. Mm-hmm. This is anybody in the hip-hop culture for Houston that has been influential in any way, shape, form, or fashion. That's executives, that's CEOs, that's producers, that's rappers.
How did you shape that sound?
Absolutely.
Like, if we talking about Houston, or we talking about Atlanta, or we talking about any other of the places that we did before, how did the person that we put on the Mount Rushmore shape the sound?
There you go.
You know what I'm saying?
So with that being said, give me one absolute lock that has to be on here no matter what.
I think the absolute lock and what we would have to go to before anything else is DJ Screw.
That's 1,000% factual.
You know what I'm saying? Like Screw music, the drink, Drake, how he do his sounds and the melodic stuff that he do as far as being one of the most popular hip hop artists now. The whole Screwed Up Click. Like, man, DJ Screw is the person from Houston. If we're gonna do a Mount Rushmore, that you have to put on there. He established that sound. He established that brand. He established drink. He established the whole syrup thing as far as what Texas is associated with.
Texas tea.
Yeah, Texas tea. I gotta go with DJ Screw, man.
Absolutely. And even though Screw died in 2000, his Chopped and Screwed influence has been heard today from Beyonce all the way up to New York and ASAP and them, dude.
Most definitely.
And that shit ain't never going away. And like you said, Drake as well. So for that sound to have carried over even up until this point, 17 years later, and for the foreseeable future, there's no way in hell DJ Screw name ain't on here. And the Screwed Up Click, too. Birth Hella niggas. Flip, Lil Kiki, man. Big Mo.
And he's a Houston legend.
Absolutely. And he's the OG of all of that. No way on earth he not. I agree with you 1,000%. He need to be on there first and foremost.
All right, so who you got next? We got one spot, three more left on the Mount Rushmore. Yep. Who you got?
Without question, it's Jay Prince. Mm. And this might be the first Mount Rushmore that we've had more than one person that was not a rapper. Mm. Jay Prince has to be on here. The Godfather of Houston.
Rap-A-Lot
Records. That's Ghetto Boys. That's Teela. That's Devin the Dude. That's Loonies. That's Yuck Mouth. Face,
yeah.
Like, stop it. We know his Jay Prince's son discovered Drake. Without Jay Prince, there is no Drake, people.
Jay Prince Jr. Without no Jay Prince Jr., there is no Drake.
Nigga, there is no Jay Prince Jr. without Jay Prince Sr.
Yeah,
you're
right.
So put that in your pipe and smoke it.
All right.
He has to be on here.
Yeah, I agree with that. And you can go against anything that you say. I don't know who Jay Prince is.
Stop.
It's cool. You may not know who he is, but you know something that has something to do with him.
That's a fact. His fingerprints are on a lot of shit.
Damn near anything that came out of Houston came to do with Jay Prince.
He was huge in opening them floodgates for Houston rap. Like, so, two locks.
All right, so those were two locks.
Now here's where
we got two. Yeah, where it's gonna get sticky at. Because let's keep it real. There are three spots. Well, excuse me. There are three names. Yeah. And two spots left.
Two spots left.
And when I say three names, I'm gonna say Bun B. Okay. I'm gonna say Pimp C, and I'm gonna say Scarface.
Ooh.
Y'all tell me which one of them three ain't gonna make it. Because them other two that we had gotta be on there.
That's a fact.
So them two are locked in, and we got three names, two spots left. Bun B, Pimp C, Scarface.
Hey, man.
Where do we go from here?
Which, you're a bigger Scarface fan than I am.
I am.
Now, of course, Scarface from Ghetto Boys. His resume is impeccable. Don't get it twisted. He's
facts.
He had 7 albums with Ghetto Boys, 11 solo albums.
Facts.
Scarface is probably the best rapper out of
Houston. Right, I was just going to say, it ain't a better rapper coming from this whole state.
Ooh.
Scarface is the best rapper in this whole state.
This reminds me of the Atlanta argument when we talked about Andre 3000.
Andre 3000, exactly. So if 3 Stacks going to be on there, we're going to keep to that whole precedent. Scarface is the best rapper from Texas.
Period.
Period.
I'm not arguing.
It ain't a better rapper from Texas than Scarface.
Although, like
so
I said,
he gotta be on there.
I'm not the biggest Scarface fan, but I'd be a damn fool if I didn't, if I wasn't aware of his presence and what he did to influence Texas as a whole. You're not gonna get anybody coming up here. That's Slim Thug. That's Paul Wall. That's you're not gonna get anybody coming out saying anything negative about Scarface or saying that he is not number one on their list in terms of influencing them to rap. Not nobody.
This is
period.
This is a fact.
So for that, I can understand him being on there.
Yeah, and even
I get that.
To go further to what you said and moving into the next slot,
because that means we gotta split up UGK. We do that.
We got to.
When
people say I ain't gonna talk bad about a rapper, or like you say, they hold him in such high regard.
Yeah.
Is it Pimp or is it Bun?
I'm saying Bun.
You saying Bun?
I'm saying
why?
Bun need that
because
fourth
Bun's
spot.
Still living?
Because Bun is still out here working.
Think about this Texas sound though. Think about the production. Think about the person behind the music, Pimp C, putting a lot of the stuff together in which you recognize UGK for.
Bun was the lyricist
Understand
out of the two,
that.
Though. He was the was spitter he? Out of the two. Absolutely. Absolutely. He had the substance, Pimp C had the style. Let's be clear.
All right, I'm cool with that. So what registers more, substance or style, though?
That's a fair
point.
I'm
saying?
That's a fair point. They both registered. That's why it works so well.
Right.
Because they combined the two. Bun B is out here teaching college courses,
that's
dude.
A fact. And
that
Sprang,
he has
and,
to be points for that.
And springing on people from the alt-right who got something to do with him. He out here doing this. Shout out Vice Man and the clips that y'all put out there. But with that being said, I get what you're saying with Bun, but what I would say for Pimp, you got more people saying, and I don't really necessarily know if it's because he's dead, he's not here, whatever it may be. More people are saying RIP Pimp C. More people are relating to Pimp C than they are to Bun. And it's because I feel like Bun, he's lived through it. He's shown longevity.
Right.
But with Pimp C, because he's not here anymore to do the interviews, he's not here to do those things, people hold him in a higher regard because you can't get that information
that's
anymore.
That's true. And
you
that's what happens when you pass away. You become immortalized.
Right.
The words that you say have a bigger impact. A lot of times people take for granted what
facts.
You say when you hear. When you run it back after somebody passed, you're like, damn. And either way it come to interviews or music for that matter, even I ran back and was like, damn, this nigga was ripping it.
Exactly.
Sleeping. And like you said, Pimp C did the hooks. Pimp C kind of structured a lot of the music that they made.
He produced. He produced songs.
I just feel like Bun B, he got 4 solo albums. He has a 5 mic album.
So,
are we counting that?
Yeah.
Trilogy was a 5 mic album.
So
in
look,
Source.
We can count that, but we would also have to count Pimp C being the person behind the sound. It's
gotcha.
Like with Pimp the it's like with Watch the Throne.
Okay.
Jay-Z just showed up.
You can tell.
And I ain't saying that he didn't show up
and
show his ass.
Right, right.
But we know that those songs had to do with Kanye West putting
cultivating
them together.
Yeah.
So if we're gonna do the same thing with that we do with the UGK albums, we know that Pimp C is the person that put everything together. Bun B just showed up.
Speaking of Jay, he sampled Pimp at the beginning of that Fuck With Me, You Know
Fuck
I Got
with
It.
Me, you know I got
Drake
it.
Man,
we
just
Black
used
Kings, man. Y'all can't get mad at us for wanting this stuff, man.
You could argue interviews and clips and things of that nature will last longer than songs.
It registers more. And
yeah,
that's why I would put
that.
Him on there more than Bun B, because Woo. Pimp C registers more. And like you said, Bun B do teach the college classes. He's a professor. I get that. But still, Pimp C registers so much more because it's such a Southern thing. So many people feel him. So many that's people true. Are like, that's me. So many people are like, that's my uncle. That's my cousin. I know somebody like that. That's and true. Though you know somebody like Bun, you still champion the Pimp C. You champion that uncle.
Can I make an argument for Mike Jones?
Okay. Oh, well, what? No. I thought you were talking
I can't make an argument for Mike Jones?
Over Paul Wall and Slim
Thug? No, I'm getting to them. Flip? I'm going to get to them.
Zero?
Why is the reason we listened to Slim Thug and Paul Wall nationwide in the first place? It was because of Mike Jones' song. And he got the best marketing plan ever with the phone number.
True. And I the only thing that I would take away from you when saying that, Mike Jones hit in a point when it was big to make it nationwide. MTV was popping. Fuck with me. You know, what was it? The tipping on 4-4s?
Still tipping.
Yeah, still tipping, whatever it may be. Texas is so big in itself as far as we ain't got to have a national hit. And still be popping.
Oh, Slim Thug was eating early.
Slim Thug.
Let's be clear.
Chameleonaire. Paul Wall.
Zero.
Zero. Yeah. Big Mo.
Trader Truth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. These people are Lil Kiki.
Absolutely.
Fat Troy, whatever. These people are legends in Houston.
Yeah.
And though the people who listen to our show from New Jersey, from Nashville, from New York,
Oregon.
They don't know. They don't know who these people are that we talking
about.
Well,
hold on. Don't do them any kind of way. Nah. Just say, the impact didn't hit as hard.
Who knows Big Mo or Lil Kiki outside of like...
They may have heard the names before. Lil Kiki had a hit to the Southside.
Southside, okay. And
don't do them any kind of way.
Okay. But what I'm saying is like somebody like Big Mo.
Okay, yeah.
Like he's a Houston legend.
That's true. I'm with you.
And if you ask somebody like Slim Thug about him... His reaction is going to be a lot different if you ask somebody.
Joe Budden.
Exactly.
That's perfect. Fair.
Great.
Yeah, that's
great.
Cool.
Exactly.
So no to Mike Jones, what you saying?
No, I can't do Mike Jones.
Paul
Wall. I would just give Paul Wall it
with
before
the grills?
Him. Yeah, Paul Wall, Lil Kiki, Zero.
Paul Wall had the grill nationwide.
Trade the Truth. I'm going to go to Trader Truth.
Nah, he ain't made that big of an impact. No shots to Trader Truth. Of course.
Wait, though. Zero.
He ain't made that big of an impact either, nationwide.
Listen, though, Louisiana, Texas, all down through that, man, they love Trader Truth.
And
they love Zero.
I get it. I get that, but they haven't made that big of a stamp on the nationwide hip-hop game as a whole. Mm. Speaking as a whole, Slim Thug crossed over and made it as a whole.
That's
Mike Jones did, Paul Wall did. Paul Wall had the grills, had him and Johnny, whatever. TV Johnny had the grill.
Had everybody
coming with the grills, So that I feel like culture wise, that impact was huge. But with all that being said, that's all for argument's sake. We're not putting either one of them niggas over Pimp C or Bun. Let's be very clear. Shout out Lil Flip too. He had the big dog deal.
He did. Slim Thug. Shout out all them. So who
else? You saying Pimp C, dude?
I'm going Pimp C, man. I got to go Pimp over Bun.
Pimp C passed away in 2007.
I feel like the reason that I would say that if you ask Bun, Bun would say the same thing.
Mm.
Bun would say put Pimp on there as opposed to me.
That's out of respect, though.
I don't care what it's for. I'm just saying he would do.
All right, so then fuck it. I'm with you. Let's stamp it. DJ Screw, J Prince, Skyface, Pimp C. That is our Houston Rap Mount Rushmore.
I like that.
Of course, as we always say, go to the Facebook group Rap Chat. Let us know who your four would be. Go to IG. Go to Twitter at On Deck TV Podcast. Mm-hmm. Let us know. Did we get it right? Did we leave someone off? Skyface might come off, bro. I'm be real.
Nah, big reach out to our Houston, man. Big reach out to our Texas people. Y'all let us know.
Absolutely. You know, and of course, shout out to y'all, man. Do that Hurricane Harvey shit too. Exactly, that's some slaw. Man. Y'all bounce back off that shit.
Prayers out to them.
Absolutely, man. Let's hit this music break real quick.
What we got?
We haven't heard from this cat in a long time.
Who?
Jody Breeze.
What?
ATL rapper.
Oh, you find some Jody Breeze. Bro, new shit?
He just dropped a new tape, but he's making bigger headlines for what happened on the news down here in the A. Well, we're going to play the song first.
Jody Breeze on the news?
Jody Breeze on the news, and not for a good reason, man. Let's hit this listen.
Man.
We're going to check it out, and then we're going to tell you what Breeze got going on.
Bitch, I can't straight up out the trenches. Ooh. Selling dope, having no offenses. Ooh. Police ain't still trying to lynch me. Yeah. Want your bitch to that bitch, still by my day, up on my neck. Hitting on the low,
some bitch shit.
Yeah.
Tryna get dough, some rich shit.
Yeah.
Gangster like I'm one of Jimmy Hitchman, man.
Aye.
And all you gotta do is just listen.
Aye.
All you gotta do is just listen.
Listen.
All you gotta do is just listen.
Listen.
All you need to do is just listen.
Aye.
All you gotta do is just listen.
Listen.
All you gotta do is just listen.
Listen.
All you gotta do is just listen. All you need to do is just listen.
Yeah.
All you gotta do is just listen. Coming off top, no ink pen.
Yeah.
Pull up in the drop top, pink beans.
Yeah.
I'm the passenger though, your whole drive.
Uh-huh.
Interstate trafficking though, I'm not lying. Now we back in the hood and it's on fire.
Fire.
My own peoples might be wearing the wire.
Damn.
I came up breaking down kilos.
Kilo.
Smoking pounds, eating some Doritos.
Sure.
Nigga won't beef, go beast mode.
Beast mode.
Let the whole clip go reload.
Bah, bah, bah,
we don't really have no problem though.
Nah.
They already know how we roll.
Yeah.
Real niggas sticking to the G code.
Hey.
You can catch me with not one, but two or three hoes. And they all pull up with the Migos. Gotta get paid. Never slacking, we be stacking up Cheetos.
Man, that was the young Gunner, Jody Breeze. All right, man. Number one, how did you feel about the song? That's first and foremost.
You tried to call him the young Gunner on Slick, which was hilarious.
That's what he called himself.
The young Gunner?
Yeah.
After shooting four people?
Allegedly.
That was some slaw.
It was okay.
Nah, it was some slaw.
And friend, full disclosure, Jody Breeze, full friend of the show.
Yeah.
He was on the original On Deck TV. Y'all have fun trying to find that on YouTube.
Yeah, it's on there.
but he was on the original show. Now, look, the song was okay. We listened to his album. It's some slaw. We're going to call it what it is. I'm not sure where he's been at. He was on the news for allegedly being involved in a shooting as being the trigger man. And a shooting at a mall down here in the A, man. Like, four people got hit or something. I've been seeing this story. I cannot confirm or deny if this is all the way legit. But I did see it on DJVlad.com. So I guess maybe it is true. It's just not getting that much traction. But if so, that's a crazy fall off, because he was one of the hardest niggas in Boys in the Hood, right behind Jeezy. And I thought he had some talent, though. Like, he just was fucking with Jazzy Faye. And Jazzy Faye don't really know what to do with rappers. Like, he was more. He took Sierra off.
Jazzy Faye know what to do with any artist?
He had Sierra took off under him. Easy. It's the reason we know who that is to this day.
Was it Russell Wilson?
Possibly.
Right.
But in terms of rappers, though, he dropped the ball with Jody Breeze. I thought dude was nice. I hope that story ain't true. That'd be wild.
I agree.
God damn. All right. Okay, look. We haven't done the booking information in a while, so we figured we bring it back.
It's money time.
Yeah, man, for the month of September. If you're new to the show, every once in a while we'll go down this our little website for the booking the artists and look at some of these prices and see what stands out. Number one on this list is crazy. Moneybagg Yo from Memphis. I fucks with them, but they talking about $35,000 to get them for a show. I'm not biting.
What do you mean not biting?
I'm not biting. He's got money bag
shaking it.
He's shaking it, but it don't cost a money bag to get the nigga.
It's 35 stacks to get money bag in the club. I don't even understand why this is a discrepancy.
Nah.
Money bag is the hardest street artist out right now.
And he look like light skinned dude from Girlfriends.
That's a fact.
But
he definitely look like dude from Girlfriends.
25.
Well, he the hardest street artist out right now.
That's debatable.
That's 30. No. Give me somebody rivaling Moneybagg Yo.
I mean, what every do you count as like
ratchet,
Cardi and
every
all them?
Young ratchet stripper chick, scammer,
Cardi.
Nah,
they ain't fucking with him.
What do you mean, Cardi?
Playboy Cardi.
No, not over Moneybagg. Moneybagg a street nigga.
Oh, okay, I see what
Playboy
you're saying.
Playboy Cardi like a young, cool vibe guy.
Right,
ain't
right,
taking
right.
Nothing away from like.
35 a lot, bro. Yeah, listen.
I mean, but listen, man, if you bringing Moneybagg Yo to somewhere in Mississippi, if you bringing him to somewhere in Arkansas, if you bringing him, like, 35 is all that. Like, that's the biggest night of the club for them that month.
Gotcha. That makes sense.
Yeah, I get that. I'm riding with that 35 for Moneybagg.
Black Youngstone here for 27.5.
I ain't doing that, though. That's quick.
27.5 for Black
quickly,
Youngstone?
As quickly as I would give you 35 for Moneybagg, I would definitely as quickly take that back for money, like for Black Youngster. I ain't doing that. Something gonna happen.
You know the sleeper on here though?
Who?
So Nipsey Hussle, remember when we were debating on what that classic West Coast album was gonna be that come out later this year under MMG? And I thought it was Nipsey Hussle. He on here for the cheap for the 16.5. I would book him for early next year with this ticket, so that when this album dropping and he popping and it's a classic, god damn it, I got him for a steal.
He gonna cancel on you.
That's petty. I'm suing.
He gonna cancel on you.
I'm gonna sue him for $1 million.
He gonna cancel on you.
I wonder how that worked though. What if I book him for January? He drop a classic and now his ticket like $30,000.
It depends on how much you gave him up front.
I'm giving him half, just like how everybody do.
So if I gave him half up front, and he drop, what is
and
it?
He just take off
mailbox
victory
money.
Lap.
What we waiting on? What we waiting
victory
on?
Victory lap.
We waiting on victory lap. So if I book him right now and we waiting on victory lap come out in December.
Yeah.
And I got it for January and everything. Yeah, I need more money. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't even mad at that though.
Nah, you signed the contract, bro.
No, I ain't even mad at that though. Like if he come out with victory lap in December and I'm the promoter and he cracking.
Yep.
And I got him for
16.5.
Nah, I need
win.
He gonna want them 30.
I don't give a shit. He get them from somebody else.
That's why he ain't gonna show up.
I'm suing for $1 million. Easy.
That ain't gonna happen at all.
Who else on him?
Drama on here for 6,000.
DJ Drama?
Yep. Do we do this all the time with the DJs?
Yeah, we be tripping off the DJs.
Keisha Keel, like, Gucci, fiance, wife.
Yeah.
That's 16.5.
To do what?
Show up.
Nah, ain't no way. Ain't no way. Beyonce can show up for 16.5.
Nah, Beyonce showing up for $500,000. Let's get that clear right fucking now.
16.5.
Hey, happy birthday
to
Beyonce,
up?
Though, man.
Absolutely.
We'd definitely be amiss to not mention that. So
absolutely.
Happy birthday, her.
I'm not giving 16.5 to Mrs. Gucci, man.
I'm doing that.
Shout out to her, though.
They're going to have the whole wedding on VH1. I'm doing that for the 16.5.
Now, I will say what's interesting. Whoever Princess Love from Love and Hip Hop, 5,500. That's not a bad ticket if you want Love and Hip Hop.
Who is that?
I may rethink that whole washed Love and Hip Hop.
I don't know who that is, though.
But she getting 5,500.
Who is I Heart Memphis?
He got a song.
He has a song.
Yeah, he got one of them dance songs, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't believe that's a man.
So you wouldn't go on Love and Hip Hop right now to get 5,500 a show?
Nah.
Bruh.
Think how long you got to live with that, though. Look, Joe Buttons is doing. Look, Joe Buttons is doing so much right now that's beyond Love and Hip Hop. And people still mention him with that whole cast.
Yeah, because he had vest on. He had trash ass vest on.
And he had
the proposal.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. The botched proposal.
So what I'm saying is this: I'm definitely not signing up for that. I ain't signing up for that.
Nah, it's quiet this month. Lil Flip 4,000, Mike Jones 4,000. You doing a Houston reunion for 8?
No and no. Lil Duval 17,000.
So that transsexual shit ain't phased him a bit then.
What about Michael Blackson for the 11? He just had a cold Z-list celebrity thing. I give Michael Blackson an 11.
Michael Blackson funny, dog.
He funny
as fuck. I'm booking him two item minimum on the menu per person I'm eating.
You need them two drinks.
Absolutely.
I ain't mad at that.
Bruh Man from the Fifth Floor 3,000?
That's impossible.
But he still do comedy?
He showing up for 1,000.
Bruh Man
3. If you call Bruh Man from the Flip Flow right now and be like, I got 1,000 for you to pull up, he gonna show up. Jesus.
Bro, if you got a couple sandwich
sandwiches. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. A couple sandwiches and all that shit. Some little cool little wings and all that. And he good. He ain't tripping off all that shit.
That's crazy. Shout out Jacquees. He got that song popping, Cash Money, they back, 20,000.
I still don't believe that.
20 stacks, though, that's a mean
shout
ticket.
Shout out Cotton, and he telling me that this Jacquees stuff is popping. I do not believe it, nor do I believe that anybody would pay $20,000 for Jacquees to come perform. Is this a prom? It's a bar mitzvah?
Not a pop, though. Not a prom, a pop.
Jacquees at the prom is popping?
That'll pop.
Is it $20,000 popping?
Absolutely
though?
Not. Ugh. Absolutely not. Anybody else on here, man?
Who is Yara Sanchez?
That sounds familiar. Yeah, she's like a model or something?
I think I know Yara. So I don't know who that is. Oh, no. That's
Buffy
it,
the
man.
Body out here stretching them last little 10 minutes.
There's no way Buffy the Body still got booking info.
2,500.
That's impossible. What my dude, Boot? What, you know the Boot Gang guys?
Boot?
They ain't on here?
Man, hell no. Nah. What are you booking him for, bro? To do an Instagram video at your club?
Yes, to show up and shake it.
No.
To show up and shake it. That's what they do.
This world is going to hell, dude, if that's what we're booking for.
Yes, that's a fact.
All right, man, before we get out of here, new music.
Wait.
What?
O'Shea. Is that O'Shea Jackson? Is O'Shea. That Ice Cube song?
I have no fuck. Does it say O'Shea Jackson?
No, it just says O'Shea. And it says deals, and it says O'Shea, and it's 2,500. So if I'm Ice Cube son, do I got to get more than 2,500 to show up?
Absolutely. I'm not pulling up for that.
What do you do, though?
Dude, this can't
rap?
Be him.
You don't rap?
I act. I need that ticket.
Man? Nobody knows you, dude. You Ice Cube's son.
I really ain't gotta show up for
2500. What am I gonna put on the flyer? Ice Cube's son at the club tonight?
Dude, listen, if Ice Cube is my dad, I'm not pulling up the shit. There's no need, dude. All right, new music coming out, man. Like you said, Earth Gang is out. Rags, check that EP. Let us know, are we missing something? Because I ain't hearing it. I'm gonna be real.
On the Earth Gang?
Yeah, I'm missing what's going on with that. Yo boy Lil B, Black Ken, that shit garbage.
Now, wait, whoa. Don't
if you want to hear real Lil B, listen to the I'm Gay album.
Don't
Fire.
Don't put that on my boy. That's your guy.
Fire.
You don't want to listen to an album called I'm Gay. You would do that, you're definitely a fan. That Don Tripp, did we get to talk about that Don Tripp?
Free
Roy, Free Fletch.
Yeah, that came out last week too.
Yeah, and that brand new Meek Wins and Losses, the deluxe edition. If you
come out
check
Friday,
for that.
September 8th.
Gucci Mane got the documentary coming out on September the 19th.
Really?
Yep. It's the book.
Oh, the book. Okay, yeah. I'll read that.
You reading the Gucci Mane book?
1,000 times before I listen to an album. Easy. Like, that ain't even. I wonder if he's going to do the audio. If he's reading the audio, I have to have the audio book. No question about it. Just don't put no music on there.
He ain't reading the audio.
And that Jody Breeze, I Felt Like Rapping, is out, bro. Shout out to Jody Breeze, man. I don't know. What you got on deck for the weekend, bro?
Chillaxing, man. Trying to figure it out.
Oh,
wait. Something else came out.
What's that? Music wise?
No, not for this weekend or nothing like that. But TV. I seen True Detective season 3.
Yeah, with your boy on there from Moonlight.
Tough.
Yeah, that's going to be hard, name? Though. I can't pronounce it. I'm going to be real. No, I ain't going to fuck it up for homeboy like that.
Ali. Urshua Ali.
Mahershala
Ali. He going to be on the new season tech. Season 3 of True Detective. I want to check that out. So.
Yeah, it's going to be hard. Football season kicking off this week. Definitely checking out, man. My Packers on their road to the Super Bowl.
Cowboys Giants, y'all. Make sure y'all check that out. Sunday Night Football, we here.
We super good on that. Nah, and shout out my homeboy jumping a broom this weekend, man. I'll be in Memphis. God damn it, M-Town. Mm. Point me to the vegan barbecue. Where is it at?
Vegan.
Put it on my plate.
I don't believe they do vegan stuff in Memphis.
And Memphis might not have one vegan restaurant.
It might not. Ain't even they don't.
I'm still gonna look. Fuck it, it's worth a try. So shout out to Memphis, man. Y'all fuck with me. Y'all see me there.
Yep.
And other than that, same time, same place, man. Again, iTunes. We appreciate them 50. But yes, we're gonna keep asking. Fuck it. We're trying to get to 75 now.
Y'all tell a friend to, like, we're gonna steal that from FSP. Y'all tell a friend to tell a friend to go rate and subscribe and like to the On Deck TV podcast on iTunes. Also the Rap Chat on Facebook. Y'all make sure y'all go in, comment, and join the conversation.
Yep.
Follow the On Deck TV podcast page on Instagram and Twitter, and we are out.
Holla.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.